Good morning, everybody. It's Chris Bain over at Keller Williams Realty. Almost forgot who I was and where I worked. Anyway, this is episode number 32. I can't believe that we are this far into our podcasting, and I'm super grateful that each and every one of you come back every single day and leave me comments and chat with me a little bit about real estate and what's going on in the real estate market. I'm super grateful for it. As I said yesterday, we are making some changes to the podcast, so there's some exciting things coming up. Tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to interview my first guest, so we're going to have that interview early next week. Can't hardly wait. So the length is going to get a little bit longer, but the content is going to be a lot more fun because we're going to be able to bring more people in. And my goal is to be able to interview community leaders, business professionals, and talk about business in the community, plus bring in people on real estate. And tomorrow, I'm going to be speaking with Wesley Shaw from Movement Mortgage. His office is just down the street in North Park, and we're going to chit-chat a little bit about loans and a couple other things and totally make it entertaining. I think you're really going to enjoy Wes, so thank you so much. But today, I wanted to talk to you about something that I got a question yesterday. When can I afford a mortgage after foreclosure? And the truth is, there's a lot of people who have gone through foreclosure in the past. Not so many people now. Most people are able to sell their houses, get a profit, and then move forward with their lives. And maybe that's just renting for a little bit and then moving on to something different. Regardless, this is a question that came up, so I thought it was very interesting. So I thought I would deal with it today on today's show. So here's the thing. FHA loans are the most forgiving of foreclosures, okay? So the FHA is backed by the government, and to qualify for an FHA mortgage loan, you must wait at least 3 years after the foreclosure. This is according to NOLO.com. The three-year clock starts ticking from the time that the foreclosure case has ended, usually from the date that your home was sold in the foreclosure proceeding. If the foreclosure also involved an FHA loan, the three-year waiting period starts from the date that FHA paid the prior lender on its claim. So in a nutshell, it's just basically 3 years from the time that your home was sold, not from the time that your home was foreclosed on. So typically what happens is if your home goes to trustee sale, which is when the bank is auctioning your home off at the courthouse steps, if the home was sold that day at the foreclosure proceeding, then yes, then the clock would start that day. Which brings me kind of to my other question that I get from a lot of people about foreclosures. Are they a good deal? They can be. Here's the thing about buying a foreclosure. On the flip side of it, the challenge with purchasing a foreclosure at the courthouse steps. Now, I'm not talking about if it's on the multiple listing service. If it's on the multiple listing service, it's a completely different story. But if you're purchasing a home on the courthouse steps, the challenge that you're going to find is that you're going to A, have to pay cash. It's going to have to be a cash transaction only. You're not going to get a chance to inspect that property. So not only are you paying cash, you're running the risk that there's something severely wrong with the property, and you're going to be assuming all liabilities with the property. So, and that could be anything. That could be drain issues. That could be roof issues. So buying a foreclosure, not necessarily all it's cracked up to be, if you're purchasing it from the courthouse steps. Now, super savvy investors, they know exactly what they're doing. They have the money to cover some sort of deficit or some sort of mistake. So with that, you know, I feel more comfortable working with them on the courthouse steps to make a purchase of the property. However, if you're going to go down there as a novice, typically what happens is these investors go down with checks in increments of $10,000 or $20,000, these cashier checks, because they have to pay for the house on the spot. There is no getting a loan for these properties. So that's the big difference that you're going to see. Now, if you're purchasing a house, a foreclosure house on the multiple listing service, completely different story. That means what you're going to do is you're going to
be purchasing that home and you can get a loan. That's not a problem. And you'll get your inspection on that property. As always, if you have any questions about selling a home, buying a home, or investing in real estate, please give me a call, 619-818-2992, or on the web, alwayssunnyinsd.com. I hope you have a great day, everyone. So looking forward to the new format coming to the podcast. Episode number 32. I can't believe we've made it this far. It's been very exciting. And thanks again for all the wonderful feedback. I appreciate each and every one of you. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.